We're going to go directly into a work session on Senate Bill 932. And Mr. Johnson, would you like to come up and get some information?
We had a hearing on this.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'm Steve Johnson, Associate Superintendent for the Office of Special Education, Oregon Department of Education. Senate Bill 932 is before you today. This bill, which the department supports, would ensure that all instructional staff in all districts throughout the state of Oregon have information regarding special education forms and procedures that they now reportedly lack. In addition, Senate Bill 932 provides standard individualized education program forms to be made available to all districts in the state, and through a rulemaking process by the Board of Education, allows for public input into the development and approval of these forms. In addition, there is a process if a district wishes to develop and use its own form. The district may do so by submitting the form to the Department of Education for our review and approval, ensuring that it is compliant and that it works to reduce paperwork and provide the necessary information to parents and teachers to serve kids with disabilities. We believe that this bill is important. The support for this bill would come from federal funds and is included in the governor's proposed budget. The department has been working with administrators and with the Oregon Education Association to assure that we reduce the cost as much as possible to local school districts. In light of that, the department has been working with national organizations to develop a CD-ROM, which would be distributed on a semi-annual basis and carry all the information that would allow a district to distribute these CD-ROMs to each instructional person in the district for under a dollar. And so we believe that we can approach this very cost-effectively also in this district. Thank you.
Any questions? Senator
Do we need legislation to do this? Can't you do this with an administrative rule or in your budget?
Madam Chair, Senator Trow, yes, we can. And in fact, the department over the last several years has been providing these forms. What this bill does is it requires that districts ensure that all instructional staff receive copies of this information. That evidently currently is not happening.
And you could do that by administrative rule, but you prefer this route.
Madam Chair, Senator Trow, the Oregon Education Association prefers this route. We see no reason that we shouldn't support it.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Senator Hartline?
We had this bill in our education committee, of course, but I have read all of the material here, but tell me what the ballot measure 30 is. I'm looking at the fiscal analysis by LFO. It says ballot measure 30. This bill is expected to have no effect on local entities.
Madam Chair, Senator Hartung, I would ask that either Chris Durham or LFO staff address that.
Okay, thank you.
Chris, do you know that answer?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Chris Durham, Department of Education. Senator Hartung, I believe ballot measure 30 relates to a state mandated that is not funded, that we're prohibited from mandating something on local government without funding. I believe it's ballot measure 30 from, I don't know how many years ago that was passed, but I think that's what it is.
Maybe we should ask Sue, Madam Chairman, since it's in her presentation. Thank you.
Ballot measure 30. This is explained to the committee.
I'll try to in a nutshell. That Mike's here, and he can probably give you a better description in terms of the detail. But that was the measure that essentially said if the state places any mandates on local districts, local government, and there's a criteria for the dollar amount, then the state has to fund that mandate.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Senator Gordon?
I think my comment about this bill would be that the measure is important because, as was pointed out in the staff measure summary, what we're trying to do is ensure that every child, every special needs child, gets an individualized education plan. And if this measure helps us ensure that happens, and it happens in a systematic way with all the I's being dotted and all the T's being crossed, then that's a good thing for those children who need the parents.
Not sure.
Senator,
I agree with Senator Gordley. However, it does seem to me to be the case since Public Law 94-142 was passed that this guarantee is already there, and people should be insisting that the IEPs exist and that the forms are adequate. And seems like it's been a long time since 1975 when we started this.
This will help streamline the paperwork that teachers currently have to file through in these areas or not?
Madam Chair, we believe it will assist in that. As we develop this information, we will be writing it, providing a context that identifies the purpose as well as the requirements. And we believe that the focus on achievement for students and instruction will really assist teachers in moving through the paperwork more effectively rather than being more concerned about whether or not all the very technical items are addressed. That's the job of the administrator and the support staff, so we're working to reduce the paperwork.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 932 to the full committee with the defense recommendation.
Steve, did you want to make an explanation of the motion?
Madam Chair and members of the committee, I just would point out to you that I distributed for you the staff measure summary on the bill and then also the fiscal analysis, and that as Mr. Johnson mentioned, this is included in the governor's recommended budget in one of the policy packages.
Okay. We have a motion to send Senate Bill 933 to the full committee with a DPAS recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. With that, we are adjourned.
What happened to our other